Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, do you take time to celebrate your wins? Listen, if you are an achiever, if you have taken the Strength Finder test and you rank as an achiever, there's this little curse that you have inside of you, the way that you're wired, which basically says that you're always thinking about the next goal, you're always trying to pursue the next task. And as a result, you rarely sit down and celebrate. You rarely are present enough to rejoice in a win. Now listen, as a solopreneur, that's okay, right? Because it's just you. But as a entrepreneur who is building a team around you, if you do not stop to celebrate the wins, you're actually hurting your team. The team begins to feel like, well, what in the world? Why aren't we excited? Why aren't we staying present enough to celebrate our wins? Why aren't we rejoicing? And as a result, it always becomes like the next thing, the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. So one of the things that our team does is we try to celebrate some wins. We try to just sit back momentarily, take a deep breath, and how do you celebrate? Celebrating could be pausing to go around and give praise, give encouragement. Celebrating could be, you know what, let's stop and let's fellowship with a meal together. Celebrating can look like a number of ways. It can be highlighting a team member on social media. But the truth is that we all need to celebrate. That's one of the ways that we are created. We're hardwired to accomplish, but also to enjoy and rest and celebrate. So maybe this finds you at a unique spot. Maybe you've had some wins recently and you haven't taken time yourself to celebrate. Go treat yourself to your favorite drink or appetizer or something like that. Just enjoy it, because here's the thing, the job's always gonna be there tomorrow, right? There's always going to be more clients. There's always going to be more opportunities to shine, to achieve. But there's not always time to celebrate. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire and go ahead and express some of those wins today. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.